We're here on Quicks and Crest for our weekly legislative interview with Representative Chuck Basie, the Republican out of the Rocheport area. And Representative, we were talking a little bit earlier this week. You can find some of his comments online at centralmoinfo.com on some of the reaction of the governor's alleged affair, and then also the recent allegations on his campaign fundraising as well. Representative has some comments online at centralmoinfo.com you can reach. But Representative Basie, know we have things to talk about, including tax reform. I know the House passed that earlier this week. What are some of the highlights you're really looking forward to?
Well, it's a very complex bill, several hundred pages long, but the main goal is to reduce the state's personal income tax rate from what it's right now. It's 5.9% down to 5%. And that was the main argument there. But there are some other provisions built in it that would raise revenue from other sources. And but it was heavily amended. And, it still has to go through the Senate. So once it does that, if it does, I'm sure it'll change quite a bit when it comes back over to the House. But basically, there's four goals in that legislation. It's going to make Missouri one of the top 10 most competitive states in income tax. Also, top 10 most competitive states in business tax rates. It's the design is to develop more or less a long-term sustainable solution to funding our infrastructure, our roads and bridges. And that's mainly due to fee increases, license fees, and things of that nature. And but a lot of the argument was, why not incorporate a gas tax increase in that as well? And that's something that the constituents in my district has responded to very favorably, is an increase in the gas tax. So, but that probably will possibly be looked at later on. But anyway, it's a fiscally responsible bill. I know mainly the Democrats don't agree with that. But, you know, I like the bill. I voted for it. But it was debated for the better part of 4 or 5 hours before we ended up voting on it finally.
And I was going to ask you about the fuel tax a little bit, since that was obviously going to be one of the bigger topics in that tax reform package. Now that it's passed, what does this increase in the fuel tax mean for Missouri roads?
Well, that is not a part of that bill. So, but I think it will probably end up being in there if we don't pass a separate bill for a fuel tax increase. But that was, you know, I'm not a proponent of higher taxes, but I surveyed my district on this twice, and by over a 2-to-1 margin, my constituents that replied are in favor of a fuel tax increase over any other method. So, but then again, there needs to be some kind of a mechanism in there to raise fees on electric vehicles, because they are not providing any revenue for, you know, the vehicles they drive through a fuel tax score. So there needs to be some kind of a stair-step provision in there for hybrid vehicles and total electric cars as well. So,
Representative Chuck Basie, the Republican of the Rocheport area, joining us here on Quicks and Crest for his weekly legislative interview. And segueing more into Governor Greitens, it seems like we're talking about the governor week in and week out, not just with you personally, but also with a lot of other people. And I know from Tuesday's comments, you were referring that you want the governor to get his due process in court. However, there is a petition going around in the House to potentially have a special session later on, perhaps. Can you kind of give us an update where that kind of stands and what does that mean?
Right. The speaker addressed our caucus at length, and he made a very compelling argument why this petition is necessary. It is relative to possible impeachment proceedings, but anyway, to do that, there's some senators that are saying that if we don't start this petition process, they will just shut things down, and a lot of very good bills that have been worked on by very many people will just die and not get any action on them. So, having said that, the speaker felt it was necessary to start this petition process, and all it is, it's just it's going to allow the investigative committee to continue their work, develop more facts, and the petition will just give us the ability to come back in special session. It needs three quarters of the signatures, you have to sign a document. So it's going to take three quarters of the House, three quarters of the Senate to call us back into special session if that is necessary after May 18th. So that's all it is. It really it's related to the impeachment possibility, but really we just need to get that done before we leave, because the Speaker said that once everybody leaves, it'll be very, very hard to get everybody back to sign that petition, because you have physically signed a document in the clerk's office. So, and that's what many of us have. I don't know what the number started with the Republicans. There's 115 Republicans right now, and the Speaker told me late Wednesday that he was up to 80 signatures, and he's still trying to get other people to follow on. So, yeah, I think it'll happen.
I was going to say, and with that getting, assuming that passes, and I'd have to think it would at the rate everything is kind of going, kind of back and forth with everything, who calls the session if it's necessary?
Well, it would be the legislature. Of course, you know, the legislature can call itself back in, but again, it takes 75% of the sitting members have to sign the document, both on the Senate and the House side. So that's 123 House members, and then whatever 75% of 34 senators is, so it's probably close to 25, 26. And then, but then the governor can call us back in, and I would probably be willing I think it's a safe bet that the governor probably wouldn't call us back in to.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
Representative Chuck Basie joining us here on Regional Radio for his weekly legislative interview. Representative, thank you very much for the time, as always.
Oh, I greatly appreciate this opportunity every week to visit with you, and thank you very much. Have a great week.
Well, more coming up here on Regional Radio.